we always talk about the Creator. Everything is the Creator. Every God created everything. God created everything. And then we pray to everything but God. And that just doesn't make any sense. I said, God created everything. Yes, he did. Okay, then why don't you pray to the Creator then? It's all done.
There's our Father who art in heaven. Our Father by itself separates him from God, because when he says our, he's equating himself with his audience.
The Christians didn't think women had a soul forever, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, here's the Quran 1,500 years ago or so telling us that this is where you're going to be punished from or pulled out through when you're a bad guy.
Assalamu alaikum. I'm Dr. Daniel Abdurrahman McBride. I'm a chiropractor here in Central Florida. I am really excited to be part of the Dean Show with Brother Eddie.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the Dean Show. I'm Eddie, your host, and my next guest, Dr. Daniel Abdurrahman McBride, DC, has been a physical educational teacher, certified strength and conditioning specialist, firefighter, and since 1995, a chiropractor using functional neurology to help brain injury and trauma. 1995 is the same year he also accepted submission to the one God, Islam. Dr. McBride's path to Islam was a simple one. He was raised as a Catholic, graduating from a Catholic high school, with the biggest takeaway from there that there's one Almighty Creator God. The main thought then became, how do I worship him correctly? While in chiropractic school, he read the autobiography of Malcolm X and began to investigate Islam. He was given the Quran from a friend and found that this is the right way to worship. Since accepting Islam, he has his family have been blessed with the opportunity to experience Islam while living in the Bahamas, South Africa, and finally returning to be with us here on the Dean Show in South Florida, Pompano, Masjid. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
How are you?
Alhamdulillah. How about yourself?
Good, good. Alhamdulillah. So tell us about this early journey. So you grew up as a Christian, Catholic.
Absolutely.
And from there, tell us a little about the early years.
Well, the brother was saying earlier, we talk about the exposure we get. And the brother, Malcolm X, and of course at the time being very white, I couldn't be part of the nation. And that's all I was exposed to. Growing up in white America. And then by the time you finish that book and you come to the acceptance of Orthodox Islam is the right path to take, the next step, Allah blessed me with the opportunity to read a Quran. I was halfway through it. I called the local masjid and the imam invited me over and said, if this is what you believe, this is what you have to do. We made my shahada and we've been learning ever since.
In the early years, it was captivating, just reading a little bit about your highlights of your story, and this is what I've seen that really beholds, you know, really takes a hold of people, is that pure monotheism. It's so strong. You know, you can't take it for granted. You knew that there was one Almighty God.
Yes. Yeah, the Christianity, Catholicism with which I was exposed to, we always talk about the Creator. Everything is the Creator. Every God created everything. God created everything. And then we pray to everything but God. Right?
Say that again. Say that again.
Literally, we were raised as a Catholic. I was raised to believe God created everything.
Uh-huh.
And then we pray to everything else. One of my younger brothers is into Christianity now. And he says, you know, everything in the name of Jesus. Uh-huh. And that's, you know, that obviously a sin for us. And I said, well, if you believe Jesus is part of God, then why can't you just say God? And he just spends hours making no sense whatsoever and arguing why he can't say God. Uh-huh. And that just doesn't make any sense. I said, God created everything. Yes, he did. Okay, then why don't you pray to the Creator then? It's all done. And if you think Jesus is God, pray to God. Well, I am. I'm praying to Jesus. No, you're not. If you can't say the name, then you are praying to what you label and what you describe. You know, we put on our dollar bills here in America, we say, in God we trust. There's no way you worship the dollar and God at the same time. And you can't pray to something else or to another name and live with the idea that you're praying to God. At least I couldn't.
How was the temple, how was the climate? Same thing with you towards, mm-hmm. you know, at that time with the on the ground towards Islam at that time.
In 1995, There was no, personally, there was just no pushback. My parents thought it was just a phase I was going through, and they figured I'd grow out of it. So there was no pressure in any direction. I think the biggest pressure comes from my side, worrying about being the only McBride in heaven, you know, at the time. And now we have, you know, I'm blessed with the children and the family.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you go back to, like most Christians, they go back to their pastor, they go back to the preacher, they go back to their church and say, look, I have some questions, I'm trying to figure out this Trinity, I believe in God. Did you go back and wrestle with it? No?
It's clear that, alhamdulillah, Allah chose me to be a Muslim. He chose each and every one of us to be a Muslim. So after that, it's very linear. I mean, there's nothing else to wrestle with. For me, some people may. I tend to be very linear about a lot of things, and there's no going back. I mean, Islam is the only monotheistic religion, so there's no discussion or thought process with any other option.
But now the Christian says, look, but who's dying for your sins now? Who's paying the price for your sins? What do you say?
Man, how can you think someone else is going to be burdened with the sins I created, and how unfair is that? It just doesn't make any sense. And then when you think about it, if Jesus really died for all of our sins, then we can go with, why be good at all, right? I mean, because he already died, so then there's no reason to be good people at all. Mm-hmm. But the idea is, think about what takes place. If we're going to think Jesus is great because he died for our sins, the Muslim perspective of Jesus being raised to heaven alive, because we all die and go to heaven if God forgives us. Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's a greater honor to go to heaven alive, as we know Jesus did, and then come back, because I don't expect to do that. Does that make sense? I mean, about, you know, the whole thing about Jesus was a non-issue for me also. Mm-hmm. There was no, there's no Trinity. It never makes sense. Mm-hmm. Three never makes one.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work.
So it wasn't a problem with you, one, that you didn't have no resistance from family, from friends, from you yourself. At that time, you didn't work for anybody, so you were working for yourself?
No, I've always worked for other people, but it's a non-issue.
It was not an issue?
No.
So how do you, from what you see today now, where it seems like it's become an issue, What do you tell people now, people who are in your situation? They don't believe God is three in one. You know, a lot of this stuff, you know, when they look at the authenticity of the Bible, you know, they're questioning. But they come to Islam, they maybe watch some of our programs, they've read the Quran, and they see like, wow, this really makes sense. But now, the pushback, right? They might have an employer, they might have family members, and Islam is of the devil, you know, you're joining a cult, you're going to turn into a terrorist, right?
Yeah,
what advice do you have for them?
The idea is that there's enough stress out there in the world that you really have to find your comfortable spot. You do. It's been hard. We all of us have struggled at one time or another. We have bosses that cheat us outside of our religion. We have coworkers that disrespect us outside of the religion. So for me, it simplified things. If someone's going to treat me poorly because of my religion, well, that's only one thing, and that I can deal with. It's really such a simple answer. It's a simple question. What do? You just get away from it. Mm-hmm. You literally, I mean, right now, with what I do in functional neurology, it all revolves around the brain. Mm-hmm. And you are what you tell yourself you are. Literally, you can influence yourself that quickly, that directly. And the brain is constantly changing. The brain will change and adapt to what you put in it, and you're in total control of what you put in yourself. Mm-hmm. And there's just no room, from my perspective, to allow anybody to put that bad stuff in there. Mm-hmm.
Your first exposure to the Quran, did you have someone, so you said someone gifted you a Quran?
Yeah, they actually, I was talking while I was in chiropractic school in Atlanta. I was just discussing with close friends that, it was something I was interested in. I always wanted to know how to pray to God correctly. And I mentioned the autobiography of Malcolm X, and they said, oh my goodness, I was interested years ago, and I still have a Quran someone let me borrow. They gave it to me, and I got halfway through it, and that was the end of it. this was exactly, it just made sense. The Quran, even in the English translation, just completely made sense to me. Mm-hmm. Like the brother was mentioning, all the prophets in there, I had already studied about. The Quran just provided me with a cleaner option of all those stories, and then it added to it. It is just a beautiful addition to the thoughts I already had.
I like what you were questioning. You're like, okay, I believe in one and only one God, not three in one, just one. Leave it alone. Don't add or delete to it. And now how do you worship? Because a lot of people, it's in their fitrah, their innate nature to believe, but now they just use God Almighty as a you know, a genie in a bottle. When I need something, you know, I just rub this lamp. No, it doesn't work like that. You were thinking like, how do I actually worship the one God?
How do I worship correctly? If they want me to pray every Sunday all day and kneel down and stand up and kneel down and stand up and kneel down and stand up, then prayer is probably important. And you see it across the board, you know, multiple religions. And I wanted to do it correctly.
Yeah,
I did a lot of Black Baptist churches, some of you may be familiar with, very enthusiastic. I thought maybe it's the level of sincerity, but then it goes back to where you're taking that faith and where you're taking that sincerity. Mm-hmm. And none of it added up when it's three in one. It just doesn't, it doesn't work.
Yeah, if that didn't fit the theology, that's it. But
it can't.
Yeah. But when you got a hold of La ilaha illallah, there's nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the creator of the heavens and earth. This, and then Muhammad is his messenger, and it's the same way of life that Jesus lived, Moses, Abraham, they all said La ilaha illallah. And at that time, Moses was the messenger, Abraham was the messenger at his time, Jesus at his time was a messenger, not God, you know, not part of God, not a son of God. No. Muhammad just being the last and final messenger. La ilaha illallah. This is very, very, you know, profound and deep.
It is. It is.
How did you feel after you took your shahada?
it was awesome. It was, I got to tell you, it was. It really is. And then, like I said, I was already halfway through the Quran. So, honestly, your life becomes easier. You tell me what the rules are, and now I know exactly what I'm going to do and what I'm not going to do. Mm-hmm. If I don't know the rules, then how fair is life? That's nothing but stress. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like when the police change the speed limit all of a sudden and you get caught. Right. Well, it's not really fair because you didn't know it changed.
Yeah,
The Quran is even in the English translation, was so clear. This is exactly how we do things. This is right. This is wrong. These are the rewards. These are the punishments. It makes it easier for me to be a father. Because imagine if I'm wrong and my child brings the Quran to me and says, Dad, you're supposed to do it this way. Mm-hmm. Well, my child's right and I'm not. Mm-hmm. It's really simple. My wife and I, if we disagree, and she says, you know, I don't think that's very Islamic. You know, you're right. It simplifies. Islam has simplified my life beyond any measure I could have imagined.
Your family, did they also accepted Islam?
Yes, they. My wife is also raised in Islam as a Catholic.
Mm-hmm. MashaAllah.
Yeah, she's and more devout than I was. She's Haitian Catholic. So I mean, that's a lot of Catholic there, yeah. Haitian Catholic. So,
but Allah Akbar.
And my children were raised that way.
Yeah.
So it's. We had disagreement one time, and she said she was going to call her Wali because she didn't think I was right. And I was like, wow, that's not fair, because then you're probably right then. So it was all done. It's really, Islam is, like I said, the Quran is clear. All you have to do is pull up the verse. I mean, even with the chiropractic that I practice, there's a verse, there's an ayah, 15 and 16. If you read the 96th surah and you read through to 15 and 16, Allah talks about how he's going to pull, or how our souls are going to be pulled out through the English translation. I have, says through our forelocks, right? Through our foreheads, through, they're going to be ripped out. For a believer, it's just a little perspiration. With my functional neurology, what area now do you think science should support religion and your religion should support your science? If they're right. Where do you think you make that final decision whether you do something or you inhibit that bad action? That's the forehead. That's the frontal lobes. That's the forelock. That's the brain. There's no way we knew that 1,500 years ago. I mean, remember, just a few hundred years ago, people thought women didn't have a brain. They thought, you know, the Christians didn't think women had a soul forever, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, here's the Quran 1,500 years ago or so telling us that this is where you're going to be punished from or pulled out through when you're a bad guy. And that's your final inhibition, that's your final initiation of the good or bad you decide to do. It's the forehead, it's the forelock. So it's really science, religion, it all agrees for me.
Let's take some questions from the audience.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Before I ask my question, I want to say thank you so much for joining us today in South Florida. I know you came a long way. But thank you for you, actually, to humble yourself and us as a millennium, sitting with the youth here in the front line, not looking for a chair or anything. That's for me, it means a lot. It means a lot. So thank you for you for giving us a listen without telling us this is a listen. My question is actually, you're a doctor and you are in high rank stage of career in your life, and you meet a lot of high stage career in life. How you develop your message among all stage of people when it comes to at least 2 minutes conversation about Islam? I don't want to say manipulate the message, but going through the message. And thank you so much.
I think Brother Abu Bakr said it really well. When people meet us, we should show our belief. It should be all over us. It really, my coworkers, the people in the office that I'm in, when people bring us food to the office, you know, this is a doctor's office, they want to encourage our business, and there's that those gifts and things, they tell them that I eat halal. My coworkers. A lot of them voted for President Trump. Just out of control, right? So think about what takes place there. Those same people make sure I get fed well. When food comes in, they clear it for me. I don't even have to say anything. So it's how we project ourselves. If you're somebody, a brother down here I respect more than most, all of you may know him, Brother Nasser. This brother can... so honorable, and he fixes cars. Now we can say, oh, he's only a mechanic. No, he's a role model. He gives us 100% of his time and effort, and when I'm down here, that's who I trust. You know what I'm saying? And then you can say, well, I'm a doctor, oh my God, there it is, oh, alhamdulillah. The idea is that all of our actions should speak for ourselves so that when people come to us, people apologize when they curse in front of me in the office. They apologize to me, and I don't even say anything because they know I don't like it. And it's that line like you talked about. This is the way we behave, and this is what I expect around me. So if that answers the question.
Jazakallah khairan.
My imam, right?
MashaAllah, actually, we went to Umrah, Dr. Abdurrahman and I went to Umrah, and the moment we, from Miami all the way to Mecca, we were speaking about publish a book. Actually, we are next to each other. And mashallah, actually, that's why I'm asking, you have to tell the people about the books you published for everybody to have it. And I know you're not feeling, he don't like actually to publish himself, but he published many, many books, actually, Brother Abdurrahman McBride. I know him for years. And also, the very important, the names of your kids, please.
See, the brother's going to embarrass me and make me cry up here in front of everybody. I'm going to have to grow a big beard to catch it all, right? Yes, my children, Malik, Khadija, Tahira, and Abdurrahman. The girls couldn't be here. Of course, I told them right away we were going to be here. Tahira looked you up right away. She had to give me the scoop, what little I already knew, but what little she felt I didn't know, she had to fill me in. One of the first books we did was Who's Right, Who's Wrong, and Why? Islam, Christianity, and Judaism. And what we did was we took biblical verses and explained with biblical quotes, like Jesus. Jesus talks about himself is a prophet. He mentions prophet all the time. He says, at one point, there's a verse in there, pray as you see me pray. People don't pray to themselves, right? I mean, it's just pray as you see me pray. If I can use the words, if you'll forgive me. There's our Father who art in heaven. Our Father by itself separates him from God, because when he says our, he's equating himself with his audience, and he never says anybody in his audience is a God, right? So he says our Father, then he says where is he? Of course, as Muslims, we say above the heavens. But he's clearly differentiating just those two sentences by themselves. And we spent 13 chapters explaining why the Bible doesn't work, to the point where in the Old Testament, there's a verse that says, and you can and Google everything up. Grab a King James Version on your computer and Google up worms. And it even says in the Old Testament that a man born of a woman is less than a worm. So we've got to kind of rule out anybody that's born of a woman being a god. So it's really, and you got to remember that's a cool reference, because when we die, what are we going to do? We really do back to the earth, and we become just food for the environment. So it's, yeah, that's what we, the second one we went more into, and our goal is always to try to expose non-Muslims to Islam, and the second book was more healthcare oriented with some cool verses out of the Bible leading us into verses on, into the Quran on how to live a healthy lifestyle, food, exercise. We included some hadith in that.
Where can people get the books?
The health book is on Amazon.
And that's called again?
That's called...
God's
Healthcare Initiative. God's Healthcare Initiative. And
they just put your name and the name of the book?
Yeah,
and you can find
it. It should still be available. Mm-hmm. Write it up.
And the other ones, Who's Right, Who's Wrong?
Yes, that we, another brother published it here, mm-hmm. and we have copies of it. If you want to, you could reach out to Brother Mirsad or Brother Umar, Brother Rashid. Yeah, reach out to us, and we will make those arrangements to get you a copy.
All right, and that's interesting. You mentioned the Lord's Prayer. Mm-hmm. Islam mm-hmm. is in the Lord's Prayer. O our Lord, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will
all
be done.
Exactly.
So I usually tell Christians, I mean, the Lord's Prayer should actually lead you if you're doing it properly, you're sincerely praying to one God, because it's calling you to pray to one God.
Exactly.
Right? You should be submitting to one God, praying to him alone, and not, like you said, jumping all over the place.
All over the place.
Playing everything else.
And with that, you've got, when Jesus... The story of the biblical Jesus, when he's in the garden before they're coming to arrest him, what does he do? He goes off by himself and he kneels down and puts his forehead to the ground and prayed.
Earnestly praying, yes.
That's Christians don't do that. We do that. Uh-huh. We do that. We follow Jesus better than anyone does. And we shouldn't allow them. It's like current history today. Barack Obama is only half black. So why do all these white folks insult his mother and him, right? And his grandparents who raised him? You've got to understand, we can't let them take from us what we know is right. We can't do that. Barack Obama is a great American in the sense, whether you agree with his politics or not, I'm fine with that. But the idea is he was a much better person than Donald Trump was, right? And we let these people push him in front of us all the time, right? I mean, we've got to claim what's ours. Jesus is ours. It's done. And along with all of the other prophets, they're ours. And literally each one of us, whether we were born or accepted Islam later in life, God chose each and every one of us to do this, which is the singularity of that. Rather than saying it's someone else and you do it because it's your parents. No, you're here because God chose you to be here. And again, the idea that like I said, with the Jesus and the praying and He's ours.
That's real!
And again,
we're the only ones on the right path.
That's like so. Actually like hallelujah. God.
No, that kind of scares me sometimes.
So that's not a war cry. That's praising the Most High. And I
yes,
want to thank
it is.
You for
thank
being
you.
With us, Dr.
Thank you.
Daniel, here on the Dean Show. And you can do what he did, pray to the one God alone. That's your homework. And you can pick up a free copy of the Quran at thedeanshow.com. If you have any other questions, call us 1-800-662-ISLAM. We'll see you next time here on the Dean Show. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum. And if you like this episode of the Dean Show, like this video, share this video far and wide, and support us on our Patreon page so we can continue this work. Thank you for tuning in. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.